see now they're putting in, they're widening the road and they're putting in a sidewalk on this side. Doesn't look like it's actually in yet. And then they put boxes on either side so they could widen the bridge and then have a sidewalk over the bridge. So we can get now, we'll be able, as soon as they're finished, we'll be able to get down the hill and up the hill on a sidewalk.
It's nearing rush hour around dusk as I walk with Mary Kay Glunt. She's not only the secretary of Doling Park Neighborhood Association, but as she reminds me with a smile, also a neighbor.
So this is a dead-end street. Let's walk over this way.
We walk around the corner of Ford and Talmadge, the area known as Talmadge Dip, just one of many infrastructure improvement projects underway as part of the Zone Blitz.
This part was widened a little bit years ago, but that part was never widened. And part of the problem was that there's a creek that goes through there, and that's part of the waterway, so we had to get state approval to be able to do all of that. The city had to get the state involved to do all of that. So the other problem down there was no sidewalk there or on Livingston. So anybody walking up to Kansas Expressway was in danger.
We continue along the detour route of Livingston, which residents are driving while Talmadge is closed for construction.
Okay, so here's Livingston. This is what we're using now. And probably here in just a few minutes, it's going to get very busy.
Glunt shares that her and her neighbors are concerned with how fast people often drive through this area and hopes drivers will slow down once the road is widened.
A lot of people were happy it's happening, especially people who walk or who see people walking up and down here. The neighbors that I had talked to in the past were always concerned somebody was going to get hurt.
Mark Pilkington lives at the top of the hill currently closed at Talmadge and Fort. He shares he's happy about the work being done.
As soon as all this is done, it's going to be good. I mean, they got the sidewalk going in, the curb going in. It's going to be a lot better, a lot more space. And if you just go ahead and throw the speed bumps in there, we're good.
Kirk Duranis, assistant director with Springfield Public Works, says stormwater and sidewalk improvements on Talmadge between Fort and Kansas Expressway cost around $100,000. Construction for the Talmadge Dip project began in the fall, with completion expected within the 18-month window, referred to as the Zone Blitz, which began in July 2016.
We've already started that work. It's closed right now as we speak. The new box culvert's in place, and we're building the wing walls, and we're going to put in a nice sidewalk there that I think everybody will really appreciate.
This is one of the larger Category 1 projects to be completed that addresses sidewalk and other roadway issues as voted by Zone 1 citizens. According to Duranis, Category 2 projects are those that were planned before the Blitz but will be completed during the initiative.
And the Talmadge Dip was a project that we heard a lot about as we talked to the folks in Zone 1. That's north of Kearney and east of Kansas Expressway. It's an area where there's a drainage structure and it's somewhat on a hill or a berm, and people have to walk on the grassy area.
Dan Smith, director of Public Works, explains the category developments resulted from a series of community listening meetings held earlier this year.
We took the input from the listening sessions, and then we took that and compared it to a needs list that we've been developing over a period of years based on citizens calling in, and so it helps you really get a good sense of where the greatest needs are.
Smith says safely getting to work, the store, or even a park was the request of residents through improved sidewalks and roadways. Once this data was compiled, a feasibility study was conducted. Deep ditches or not enough room for sidewalks prevented sidewalk improvements in certain areas.
The first thing we did actually was with our maintenance forces, we went out and started looking at those areas where people said, you know, we've got sidewalks, but maybe there's some repair issues. And we started to focus on repairs of sidewalks in Zone 1. Also did pavement repairs, etc.
The second step, explained Smith, was to locate and secure funding for identified projects. A majority of the investment comes from the city's quarter and 8 cents sales taxes. He says many of the listed projects include partnerships with MoDOT, Greene County, and city utilities, depending upon the location. According to Smith, sidewalk projects in Zone 1 have cost just over $600,000. That includes 2 parking lot improvements at Nichols Park and Tom Watkins Park. Glenn says she and her neighbors are glad to see the progress.
It'll be a good thing, and, you know, everything cascades.
Shares Glund as she talks about hopes that these Zone Blitz improvements will continue to spark positive changes to her neighborhood community. She says she has lived here for over 26 years and shares the sentiment with many of her neighbors that this is a good place to live and plans to continue to call home. For KSMU's Sense of Community, I'm Teresa Bettman.